Today's episode is sponsored by Harry's. Please visit harrys.com/cadcast to receive $5 off a Harry's shave set. Cadcast episode number 500. Woo! I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who's been here for almost all these 500 episodes, Wombat.
Yay! I'm here. I'm very excited. This is fun. I dressed up for the occasion.
Oh, I did not. That is very impressive. You need to speak more, Wombat, so people can check you out.
I know, I need to like move my microphone out of the way. Let's see. Am I on? I don't even know if I'm on the screen or anything either. I'm not sure how this all works. So hopefully people can see and enjoy the 500th episode.
What are you wearing from the waist down?
That is not important.
I think the world needs to see.
If I stand up, I'm afraid I'm like going to move everything too much. Wait, can I do it?
You got a vest. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, is it buttoned? Yeah, it's buttoned.
Oh, there it is. That's a wombat thigh.
Oh, wait. Let me get the camera on there. Oh, here. Hold on. Can I make it only show wombat? I don't even know. I don't know how to do that. Oh, wait. I can. Hold on. Wait. Hold on.
Oh, geez. I just sat down again.
Stand back up.
Hard.
Stand back up. Everybody needs to see. So if you're not watching the video, Wombat is wearing a tuxedo tuxedo on top with a vest and a bow tie, the whole deal, and boxer shorts?
No, just regular gym shorts. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, that messed up my volume settings. So if I sound really loud to the listener right now, I apologize.
Well, Shipwreck is also here, of course, who's, I guess, the rookie of the bunch.
Yes, I've only been here for, I don't know, 350 episodes or so? I'm not sure.
Noob.
Oops. Only 350.
I don't think any of us have been on all 500.
No.
Right. I've made the most, though. I get the Golden Dipstick Award.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It has to be.
I've done a couple without you.
A couple. But we've done several without you.
I guess.
I feel.
I'll take your word for it.
It's not a contest, Wombat. There's no, we're all winners.
It is.
We've all won already. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. This is basically going to be a pretty much a straightforward show. We have some special, not really special, but CADcast 500 episode centric feedback that we can get to. But yeah, so I have a table tennis update for everybody. My coach, the great JP, sent me an email this week saying that he was playing against a bunch of girls in a tournament.
Okay, great. I see where you learned it from.
But really good girls under the it was 2,500 ranked and under girls. That's about as high as you can get in like the rankings in like a tournament. I think 2,500 is pretty much, you know, like pro level. Anyway, he pulled a hamstring playing against girls, so he had to cancel my lesson this week. So that just reinforces my point from the previous show.
Yeah, that if you play against children, you may hurt yourself because it's bad karma.
No.
Got it.
No, that ping pong is a sport that can be enjoyed by people of all ages, and that age does not have anything to do with how good you are.
I'll take your word for it.
It's all about the rankings, Wombat. That's my point. Anyway,
sure.
Let's get right into the show feedback. We have some congratulation type messages and also some straight up questions. Let's go to the ones that kiss our ass first.
Am I reading?
Yeah, why don't you read these?
I would like
you to read these. I bought a coffee, so I'm going to drink this coffee.
Excellent. Gaming Dad has to say, congrats on 500. The CADcast was my first podcast. You guys were the gateway drug to the dozen or so casts I subscribe to. Thanks.
Clint, you're welcome.
Clint is awesome, has to say. You guys have been my most consistent form of entertainment. I don't have as much time to game, but I still listen. Thank you.
We're nothing but consistent.
Exactly. That's what we are.
We have been very consistent lately.
Consistent. That's us. We're the Cal Ripken of podcasts.
You can really, you can thank our sponsors for keeping us consistent because, we have to do the show now. Like, back when we didn't have any sponsors, it was very easy to blow off a show when you're tired or, you'd just rather be doing something else. But now we have commitments. Sort of.
And Ender the Foe says, congrats on the milestone. I really appreciate your podcast. It's become my favorite gaming podcast for sure.
Well, thank you. We didn't get any celebrity congratulations. We forgot to ask, I think. That's part of the problem.
Is that how that works? You have to ask the celebrities to get you congratulations?
I think so.
Great.
Shipwreck, are you drinking anything in celebration of this? Somebody had asked in the chat.
Oh, I have a flat 12 Beer Works Walkabout Pale Ale.
So it's not carbonated?
I mean, it's a beer.
It's flat, though.
It's not flat. No.
It's called flat.
It's just the name of it. I don't know. I think it's out of Chicago. I'm going to go with Chicago. No, Indianapolis. Indianapolis, another city near here.
I was going to buy each of you guys a bottle of champagne and have it arrive for today, and then we could drink it on the show. But then
I appreciate that.
I was going to do that, and then I tried to do it, and then I realized that there's only three or four states that actually permit you to ship alcohol to, and Ohio was not one of them, and either was New York. So I did nothing. Ta-da!
It's the cheapy-D way.
Well, that's not true. Sometimes I do nothing.
Sometimes.
And then, as I was looking it up, Mrs. Cheapy walked in. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm going to buy these guys some champagne. I think that'd be fun. And she she was like, she didn't like the idea. She thought it was dumb. So it's really her fault that you didn't get anything.
I blame you.
Then she's like, well, maybe you should send sake. And then I was like, well, why would I send sake? That's not a celebration type thing, is it?
No, but I have sake in the fridge.
No, you have sake in the fridge.
Sake.
No, I have sake. I'm from America.
You mean you have a sock in your fridge?
I have a sock, I'm Canadian, and I like to keep my footwear in the refrigerator.
Yeah. Let's do some questions. Based on our amazing milestone of 500 episodes. This is from @THavoc, and he asks, why don't you answer these, ask these, Wombat, and answer.
How has the CADcast changed your lives? Well, all of you people are listening to me. I've had people stop me on the street and take their picture with me. That's kind of crazy.
I've had that too.
Yep. It's changed my life in every possible way, and that's not even a joke, which is frightening. So there you go.
Shipwreck, do you have an answer?
Same thing as Wombat, pretty much. I mean, I don't know. It's fun. You guys are my friends.
That was my answer.
Aha, I beat you to it. Now you can just cry about it.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, we do this show because we enjoy talking to one another.
Yeah.
We talk a lot to each other. Lombeck quit his day job.
Yeah, I would say that it really hasn't changed my life that much. Other than the, I mean, it's so rare when somebody recognizes me anywhere. It's not something that has really changed my life at all. But, you know, having you two guys as friends is something that is would not have happened had we not been doing this show.
Totally.
Did you want to cry, Wombat? I know that nothing makes you cry, so.
No, I wasn't going to cry. I was going to drink a little bit of water.
Okay. How about some more questions?
Sure. Adam Gould 1 has to say, does Shipwreck ever get drunk during the podcast? And a follow-up. Can you three do one while all drunk to see how sideways it goes? I don't know how interesting that would be. And I don't think Shipwreck gets drunk.
It takes a lot to get me drunk. I think the closest I got to being drunk on a CADcast type thing was at E3 one year when we were trying to shoot a video. And I don't know, I was talking to a lamp kind of while we were trying to set up this video, but it never, for some reason, we couldn't upload the video or it
didn't work. It was at the Sheridan, right?
Yeah, it was at the Sheridan.
The internet was like, you know, a piece of string connected to a tin can. I've seen Shipwreck drink a lot of beers at various E3 functions. Well, maybe not a lot, but enough that would make me drunk. And he never seemed drunk. Maybe one time in 10 years, I thought maybe he was like buzzed. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. That would be a great show if we were drunk. But, you know, are any of them really great? couldn't really get much worse, probably.
We've done 500 CADcasts and 3 good ones.
Exactly. Keep going.
Sure. Pofigster asks, what is your biggest regret about the show? I don't think I have any regrets. Show regrets? Do you have any show regrets, GB?
Well, we had that one episode last year where we got into a fight in the first like 10 minutes of the show, and then we had to...
Oh, yeah. And then I just didn't do the show.
Did you not even do it?
No, I didn't do it.
You just bet we did. It was just me and Chip for that one?
It was just you and Chip. I don't think anyone even knows that.
No, nobody knows it. Well, I regret, you know,
you regret
starting
telling
that
everybody
fight with
that
you.
Now.
Certainly. I also regret you deleting your side of the conversation because I still have mine.
That's really funny.
It wouldn't make much sense. I'd really sound like an asshole if just with my side of the conversation.
Well, I think you. Well, that's because you were an asshole. Hey. So hey, it was hey now.
You know, I think at we were both sort of stressed out at the time about different, totally different things, mm-hmm. and it was like a bad combination.
It happens.
But I apologized and bought you a Star Wars stickers for your iPhone.
That's right. You bought me those Star Wars stickers for my phone.
Which is, you know, the best gift that anyone could really ask for.
I still use them.
Sure.
So,
that was like the
there you go.
Best $2
that
I ever spent. Read some more questions while I tweet out this show link.
Sure. Duran603 has to say, what do you feel is the worst CADcast ever recorded? Are there any episodes or moments that you regret or are ashamed of?
Yes, Wombat reading the same question.
Seriously, that's like the same thing. I didn't put these here.
I regret not choosing the questions.
I don't know. I would say any episode from the first year is probably terrible.
I'm not ashamed of any of them. So, I mean, look, it's...
But I wouldn't say I'm ashamed. I didn't say ashamed. I just said they're probably not the best.
Well, you know, look, the show is what it is, and it's basically three friends talking about video games. There's not that much planning that goes into each episode. Really, like, the bare minimum, just to have some sort of organization to a show. But you have no regrets, like, calling Major Nelson a vagina clown or anything like that? I mean,
I don't regret that at all.
It was pretty funny.
If anything, it got us noticed by him, and we never had before. It's how I actually still have some friends from Xbox is because of that moment.
It was funny. It wasn't. I don't think there was.
It really made Major Nelson too. I think
took him to the next level. Really, that next level of internet fame.
Mm-hmm. It was just one of those things. It was funny at the time. He knew I was making a joke and that I wasn't, you know,
right
doing anything. I wasn't being malicious.
No.
I wasn't trolling him.
No. And it wasn't, he wasn't mad about it at all. In fact, he still, you know, likes to talk to us whenever he sees us and is always mm-hmm. very nice. And yeah, he always tries to hook us up whenever possible when we ask him for stuff. So,
no regrets.
No regrets. Good. Keep going.
Lick Chan has to say, what have you learned from podcasting for so long? I learned that I've been podcasting for so long.
It's been, you know, that's 12 years, but in case anyone's keeping score.
Jesus Christ.
I've learned how to do a podcast and, you know, record a podcast and produce it pretty quickly. I think back in the beginning, it would take me several hours to actually put the whole show together. But now it takes me about 1 hour and change, basically.
That's fantastic. I know it took me a long time to put the CAG 4 plays when I was doing them.
Yeah, it can be a pain in the ass. But eventually, yes. You know, you do 500 of them, you really can streamline it.
You really just don't care anymore. And you're like, yep, good enough.
No,
get it out there.
But I never have that attitude, though. I always... You know, maybe like about the show title, I'll have that attitude. Like, I'm not going to spend a half an hour thinking of a clever show title. But at the very least, I want to make sure that technically it sounds good. So, yeah, that's really all I've learned. Ship, have you learned anything from doing the show?
No.
Good.
How New Yorkers pronounce Mario?
Mario.
Right. Incorrectly. And you've learned how Japanese people pronounce things.
Sake.
Yeah.
Keep going, Wombat. Don't stop now.
I've got a good one for you later in the show, Wombat. You can try.
Dark Gothic Fate has to say, did you guys ever think you'd be doing it this long, let alone 500 episodes? No.
Right. That's an easy one to answer. I thought by now we would be on the Howard Stern channel.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
It almost happened.
Yeah, we got closer than most.
Did we ever tell that story? We must have told that story.
Yeah, we've told that story, yeah.
I mean, about how close we got. I mean, that wasn't that close, but...
Yeah, well, like I said, closer than most.
Well, tell it really quickly. What else we got to talk about?
I was working for Howard Stern's agent at the time, and obviously I had friends in the building. And I burned an episode on a CD, and I gave it to my friend who worked very closely with Howard Stern Productions. He did play it for them, and they really liked the show. And they were like, these guys are great. Let's bring them in. And when my friend said, oh, it's, you know, Wombat who works down on the fourth floor, they said, oh, we can't do that in past. So it's all my fault.
Well, we would never have gotten there in the first place. And we were also, not to mention, we were recording the show at your office.
Yes.
And
I know someone just commented, a CD? Yes. This was before you could email files.
This was 2005. I mean, this was like the very beginning. It was the first, it was before I moved to Japan. So it was the first few months of doing the show, I think, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, last question here, and then we'll get on with this, the rest of this nonsense.
Sure. The ultimate CAGcast question from Tiny Little Gamer. GBD is an Overwatch pro. Wombat, a Skyrim beast. Ship, an idol maniac. So who is the better gamer?
Shipwreck is the best gamer.
What's an idol maniac?
I'm guessing he's talking about the robot girl
Idolmaster
games I play.
Oh, okay.
The singing virtual girls.
I didn't know what that was. See, it shows how much I listen to you.
I'm guessing that's what it is. I don't know.
Well, but it's you.
I guess I don't play that many of them, but I play more than you guys do.
Yeah. Yes. Like, I'm afraid to play Shipwreck in games that I've been playing for a long time that he hasn't even played at all, because it would be really embarrassing to lose. You know,
you'd beat me at Overwatch probably.
That's, well, I don't know that I, well, I mean, there's no like real, well, they do have one-on-one modes, but it's
oh, well, I'd probably beat you at the one-on-one
I know
mode, but like in the in the go capture area B, well, or objective B.
It's a team effort, you know. Somebody pointed out that somebody wanted to know why the Howard Stern show were turned off when they found out that Wombat worked for them. I think it's because it sent like a bad message to other employees that, hey, you guys could have your own show too, right? Isn't that the reason?
I guess. I mean, to be honest, the year before I started working there, one of the assistants that I replaced was Elizabeth Rome, who you may know from Law and Order or the movie Joy. She's a fairly famous actress, and she was signed while being an assistant. So I don't know. Maybe it's because I wasn't an assistant anymore at that point. Like, if I should have just never have accepted my at-work promotion and stayed an assistant.
Right.
Because then it would have looked like something, but who knows? Again.
We'll never know.
Hindsight's, yeah.
Hey, can we go back? Is it too late to go back?
No, none of those people are there anymore.
Perfect.
That's the problem. Yeah.
They don't know your secret history then.
I know.
I can see, like, even if it wasn't that you just worked there, just that you had no experience doing a show.
No,
that
wouldn't do it.
That wasn't it.
Me. That was definitely not
it. It was just
because
they knew who you were.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, people are pointing out in the chat that they enjoy how Wombat's microphone is completely blocking his mouth. It's in typical Wombat form.
I always pictured it being inside of his mouth.
Is this better? Is this better? Right. How's this for a show?
They also really enjoying your classy windscreen.
I'm sorry, my son ripped it.
It's like a pair of pants that, you know, you just...
Not only did my son rip it, but he ripped it the day I got it. Like, I opened the box and I go, oh, finally, my new screen. And Elliot, who, this was like a year ago, he just pulled it right out of my hands and goes, grrrr. Like, thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. So...
All right, let's move on to Watch This, Bitches.
Sure.
Let's talk about Into the Badlands, because the season finale was on. And I heard, speaking of Howard Stern, I heard him talking about it yesterday, I think it was. So I just got to say that my wife and I were both really let down by the season finale. It's, I guess, like the worst trope, and I'm, you know, there's a very light spoiler here, so if you don't want to have the show spoiled for you in a tiny way, maybe fast forward. Well, turn off your headphones or something, or fast forward depending on how you're enjoying the show now. But like the worst trope in an action movie, I think, is the guy that you think you killed, even though like you like rammed a sword through him and like really. Nobody could survive that. And you don't check to actually see if he's dead. Turns out to be, in fact, not dead. And this show was very guilty of that horrible trope. And I don't know. It just really bummed me out because we were looking forward. You know, we really loved the whole season, the whole two seasons that we watched. And that was a real downer. So I still recommend the show. And I think both you guys should check it out. But...
The Flash season finale does my least favorite trope in a TV series. And that's when someone overcomes a disease or a magic spell through the power of love.
Oh, God. That works in Beauty and the Beast and really nothing else.
That's about it.
I thought you would like
they've done it like
coming with the power
three
of love,
times
TV.
On Arrow. But
oh,
they
really?
Did it on Flash at the season finale. And I was like, come on.
Oh, I forgot to write down on this one. I just remembered because you talked about the power of love. I saw Guardians of the Galaxy 2 last weekend. We saw it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. And what I really liked was the IMAX 3D presentation. It's the best, like visually, in terms of just like the picture quality. I'm not even talking about the way it was filmed, which was really great.
It's bananas.
I mean, somebody pointed out that it was the first movie recorded in 8K, and maybe we saw – because I saw it was a digital projection, but usually when I see a 3D movie, it looks really dark, and like the colors are drab, and you know the screen is dull, but this shit was tight. Like I paid – it was $20 a ticket to see this thing, and like I
– Worth it.
Yeah, I could see where the money went, you know, and I enjoyed the movie a lot, and – maybe a little too many jokes in inappropriate places, but Ty
loved
it. That's
kind of the whole movie, though. Like, yeah. It's a bunch of gags.
Yeah.
And then all the gags they couldn't fit in the movie, they put into, like, 4 after-the-credit gags.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's great.
Yeah.
I am ready to watch more Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ty says,
I really liked it. Did you notice, like, because you could really see these things in the 3D IMAX, like, the dirt on the windows of the ships, of the bad guy ships and all that kind of stuff? Like, it was just the details you could see were amazing.
Yeah, I've never seen a movie look like that before. It just...
Me neither.
In terms of the visual fidelity. Ty said it's his new favorite movie, but kind of says that with every movie that we see. I mean, we don't go that often to a theater, so, and we only usually see good stuff. But yeah, it was a good time. Very good time. I also watched did you guys watch the Saturday Night Live finale?
I have like 20 minutes left on it. I watched most of it.
I thought it was really good, really funny.
It was fine.
No?
It's fine.
You didn't get...
I could talk too long about Saturday Night Live. I love Saturday Night Live probably more than most people. I don't think I've missed an episode since I was maybe 12. But the current cast, who I don't dislike, I like the current cast... I don't like that they're relying too much on non-regulars to carry the show on a weekly basis. Like, having Alec Baldwin as the president is fine, but not every week, to not have a cast member that's the president, to not have a cast member that's playing Sean Spicer, there's no cast member that's the star of the show. And it's missing something.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying. I typically have not really loved the episodes that I've seen recently, but I thought The Rock was really good. Like, he's in terms of just like when they have like legitimate actors on there, it seems like they can't even get their lines right. They can't, you know, they're just reading off. It just looks obvious that they're reading off cue cards.
Well, you forget that The Rock spent the first 15 years of his career essentially doing live theater.
But it's a different type of, it's not comedy, and it's not, he's not memorizing lines like that, is he?
Of course he's memorizing lines.
Well, okay, I guess.
And he's memorizing
just a workhorse. Like, he's all business.
Yeah, and he's been doing he had to memorize probably a different script every week.
I thought he was great.
And it was always live, and he was always traveling, so he's probably used to the exhaustion and the schedule.
The Rock is exhausted.
No.
That's true. Exactly. And he's also The Rock. I mean, he's the closest thing to a superhero we have.
He does Sears commercials.
He does everything.
Wow, people can donate money through this? I'm seeing that.
I was watching that. There was like money flying up on the screen. Shit. I was wondering if that was real money that was.
So did we just make $4? Because I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. That's, wow. I didn't even know that was a thing. Cool. Maybe we should do this more often. Cha-ching.
Boom.
What else we got here and watch this, bitches?
Oh, I have been another one of my 5 a.m. feeding movies. Godzilla, the 2014 version of Godzilla.
That's sad.
I know Wombat has seen this. Have you seen this, Cheapy?
No, I you know, it looks like it's shitty.
You are correct. This is another movie where they have focused everything on the people aspect of it. So all you really see of Godzilla for the first hour and a half of this 2-hour movie is him swimming out in the ocean, just swimming about. He's gonna go do something at some point, and the Navy isn't gonna like fire any weapons at him. They're just gonna like kind of swim along beside him in their ships. I guess the ships don't swim, but the boats float next to him, and there's like scenes like, oh my gosh, is he going to run into this boat? Nope. Swims underneath it.
Sounds exciting.
And it is very exciting. And then, yeah, about the last 20 minutes of the movie, Godzilla fights a couple other monsters. And that is Godzilla. And it's in the dark at that point too. Like, it's just really hard to see anything. And I don't know. It's just bad. Like, the military knows that these monsters feed on radiation, and they know that these monsters, these other two monsters, have like EMPs. So they take out all the electronics. So they're constantly just flying jets around these things.
Isn't there isn't like 45 minutes of it like a train?
There's a train. There's a train where they put the nuclear warhead on it.
They put
the
missiles on it? Yeah, the train. Like, oh, I can't wait to see this monster movie. Oh, I'm sorry. This isn't a monster movie. This is a missile on a train movie.
Yes. So, yeah, looking forward to the sequel in 2019.
Hmm. Sorry, I had to close my window.
That's no problem. You did not miss anything from Godzilla.
We talked about talking about the missile on a train is just as boring as watching the missile on a train.
Some people are upset about spoilers already on that. It's a Godzilla movie from 2014 that's not any good. I did not spoil anything for you. Right.
Juliette Binoche dies.
Did you a favor? what else we got here and watch this bitches? Oh, the Wonder Woman reviews are in and it sounds like it's pretty good.
Is it? Are they? Because I've been reading some other.
Oh,
I don't know that they're reviews. They're just like people coming out of the theater type thing, right? Like, hey, we got to see this movie early. We have positive things to say.
I think it's press that got.
I don't
to
know.
See
it looks like
early.
It's. Yeah, it looks like critics. I see some critic things in here.
But we've been burned before on these early reviews, though. I feel like.
Mostly what they're saying though is this is the best DC movie. It's like okay. That's a large hurdle that you got over.
What's
there.
What's the second best?
Suicide Squad.
No, that wasn't good.
It's not.
No.
Of the current, like the current DC universe. What's the second best
of the DC cinematic universe? I mean, maybe Suicide Squad, which is still a really bad movie. I don't know.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I like Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I want to see this, and I think I want to see it more than the rest. The other DC stuff is just because she's more interesting than Batman or Superman is. There's time period stuff going on.
I just yawned on camera. I hope no one saw that.
She's a princess.
What's happening there, Wombat?
Sorry.
What, you just farted and the camera switched over to you?
I think so.
That's good. That's a good feature of this thing. It'll detect fart detector. And lastly, Netflix is having a Castlevania animated series, and the trailer came out, and it has Dracula and weapons.
You mean, you know, like a game that should be coming out but isn't?
It looks like an anime.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
It has a lot of people like throwing weapons or like doing magic, but looking in the other direction. Right, you know, Dracula's doing magic, and while he's looking away, and
yeah, but looking at the camera,
yeah, and then someone's looking, you know, looking at the camera and throwing knives. It probably
you got to keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's move on to Listen Up, Bitches. Wombat, I listened to one of your recommended podcasts. Finally, it took me years, but I did it.
And
I listened to You Must Remember This, because that was the one that you kept mentioning over and over again.
Yes.
The subject matter is not particularly interesting to me, and I don't know that it's going to really gel with our listeners either. This is like classic Hollywood, right? This is...
A lot of it takes place during the classic Hollywood. I said my favorite series that she did was on The Blacklist. I could see you liking the Manson stuff.
Okay, I saw that. I listened to ones about Madonna and Sean Penn because I know who they are. And Marlon Brando. And that might be it. I mean, it seems very well done. It's just the subject matter is not that... And the Frank Sinatra one. It's just not... I don't know. It's not my thing, really. And it's certainly not... I don't feel it's like as well produced as Crime Town. Where like they have
I don't think it is. I just thought that you would find it interesting because it's about, you know, murder and stuff.
So will you listen to Crime Town now that I listen to this? You said your reason for not listening to it was because I've never took any of your recommendations.
I guess I will give Crime Town a shot.
I would recommend that out of all the three that I've listened to recently. I think that was really the best one. I think that's the one that you'll enjoy the most. Shipwreck, you should listen to it also. But I'm not optimistic. Mm-hmm.
Gonna happen.
I'm not going on the train tomorrow, so it won't be tomorrow.
Okay.
Maybe on Tuesday. Remind me and I'll download it for Tuesday.
People are admiring my Lucio shirt in the chat. Let me just pan down so you can see it.
Really? Yeah. People are admiring your t-shirt? No one's admiring my outfit.
I make this look good. Yeah, sorry. I don't know if you noticed this Band-Aid on my thumb, but I
look like I need to show you to your table.
Yes, sir. I was making my HelloFresh last night, and I had to make sweet potato chips, and I bought one of those mandolins. Is that what that's called?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know how like they give you like this piece of plastic to put on when you're doing your vegetables so you don't cut your thumb off?
Yep. Don't use that.
I don't fucking need that. I'll just pay attention or not pay attention. And I lost a small piece of my thumb. It's pretty gross. Anyway,
I think those things are known for that.
Take another little piece of my thumb.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's, you know what? Before we move on to the new releases of the week, how about a word from our great sponsor, Harry's? Because they've been like an ongoing sponsor over the years. And Father's Day is coming up, and it's the perfect time for Harry's. Because what's a better gift than a beautiful shaving set like this? This is the Harry's Father's Day special right here. Father's Day shaving kit that you can see if you're watching us on YouTube. And it comes with the razor blade and shaving cream and extra blades and this razor blade razor holder that you can
razor holder. It's made out of it's metal, it's heavy, yeah. it's pretty sweet.
Can you hear this?
You could also put chalk in there and use it as a Q-chalk.
right this would look great by your billiards table. Yeah, and if you go to harrys.com/cagcast you can get $5 off. This kit is $30. You get $5 off and free shipping. Just go to harrys.com/cagcast. And yeah, it's really a great Father's Day gift because it looks like you put a lot of thought into it and it looks really fancy, but it's also practical. You know that dads need to remove the hair from their face.
I use my Harry's razor today. You can see right here how clean I am.
Clean.
Right here.
Yes.
Clean and smooth. Like a baby's behind.
Yeah, Harry's was very nice to send us two of these kits, one to keep and one to give away as a Father's Day gift, or in case of Wombat, two to give away as gifts.
Maybe I have two dads. maybe I'm going to see Paul Reiser on Saturday and Greg Evigan on Sunday. You don't know that.
I can't believe you remember.
I didn't know that the second guy had a name.
Everyone remembers Greg Evigan. He was on BJ and the Bear.
Right. Well, anyway, you know, Harry's gives you a really close shave. It's a great value. You got the five German crafted blades in here. I'm going to hold this up again. It's a great gift, and you really can't go wrong giving this away, giving this as a gift. The sets start at just $15, and that doesn't include the $5 off by using harrys.com/cagcast. So you can get in on the action for just $10. But if you want to, be a big hero to your dad, go for the $30 minus $5 set that I'm holding up right here by going to harrys.com/cagcast. And this is just for a limited time only, for Father's Day, that $5 off coupon. So do it now. It's a great gift.
It's a razor, Harry.
Thank you, Harry's, for being a longtime sponsor. And yeah. So
that's
support our
Harry's
sponsors.
harrys.com/cagcast.
Yes. Let's move on to multi-platforming and Wombat's Overwatch.
Whoa,
I didn't do the new releases. I skipped right over them like an asshole.
That's my section.
Sorry, Ship.
I've been sitting here patiently for this.
It's your time to shine.
Everyone wants to see Shipwreck's super nice basement and not my ugly house, as the commenters are. So
well,
nice.
Now's your chance because I'm going to talk in this section.
Say something.
Right.
I'm waiting for you to talk. Are you going to talk finally?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when are you going to start talking about the new releases?
As soon as you stop doing that. All right. So new releases. We have... Oh, Wombat, you can pronounce this one. Right there. Why don't you read that for me?
Oh, you mean Udaware Rumono?
Nope.
Mask of Deception.
Do you want to know the right way to say it?
Rumono.
I want to hear ship say it.
Oh, I didn't even look at it, though. It's Uda Wa Re Rumono.
That's pretty good,
actually. It's Uda Re Rumono.
Yeah,
it's perfect. Hey, Mask of Deception!
Good job, Ship. Go on, please. Please.
Yeah, that's a new Atlas game. That's all we're going to say about that one. I think that one is a strategy RPG with graphic novel elements. So right up your guy's alley.
I just ordered it. I ordered two. Uh-huh. One for Father's Day and one for myself.
It makes a perfect Father's Day gift. I'm sure everybody's dad is looking for that. I've been playing a little bit of this game called Skylar and Plux, Adventure on Clover Island. It's out for PS4 and Xbox One. I've been playing it on Xbox One. They sent a code over. This is another 3D platformer, so these must be making a comeback here. The platforming is fine. The graphics leave a lot to be desired. You play as a cat person, Skylar, and Plux is a flying bird creature. You're collecting some gems. You guys like gems?
I guess.
Mm-hmm. But this is a budget game, so it's...
Gonna say, this game has already put the chat to a standstill.
Great. That's what I'm looking for. I've also been playing... The best game of the week? I'm just looking through the list here. Yeah, I'll go with it. It's my favorite game of the week, at least. Rime. I'm playing it on PlayStation 4.
It's pronounced Rime.
Rime?
I don't know.
It might be. I don't know.
I'm sure.
It's R-I-M-E. This is a game, it's very easy to look at this game and start playing it and see the influences from Eco and Shadow of the Colossus and Journey. Those type of games. It's got a very Journey type art style to it, a little bit of Wind Waker style. It's very much you're walking around, there's no dialogue or text or anything to tell you what's going on. You're a boy that wakes up on a beach, and you start wandering around and you're solving puzzles and climbing up cliffs, that type of stuff. I enjoy it because it does what I tell it to do, which a lot of these other games do not do that very well. It certainly doesn't have the cinematic presentation, kind of the art that the Eco series has, but it's pretty good. I'm maybe 2 hours into it. I think it's somewhere between 5 and 10 hours, depending on if you go around and look for secrets and everything. But it's pretty solid. That's coming for Switch as well. So I think I ordered a physical copy of that at some point when it was cheap on Amazon.
Cool.
Nice.
Yep.
Wombat, somebody just donated.
High Planet pop star.
Yeah, somebody just donated $20.
I think I feel like I owe him that one.
The message, hi, Wombat. Does that mean that $20 is just for Wombat? I think that's what that means.
Yes.
Wombat's going to be hitting me up after the show. So, what's up with my 20 bucks?
Where's
right.
My $20?
Wombat's already got a tally going of all of these. Every time he sees one's going, he's writing it down.
Maybe.
Let's see. I guess Shadow Warrior 2 came out for consoles.
Oh, I like the first one a lot.
Yeah, I played a little bit of the second one, not much on PC. But I think right now, too, if you buy Shadow Warrior 2, you get Shadow Warrior 1 for free on the consoles.
Is that still going on?
I don't know.
Could be.
Could. Check it out. Let's see here. Some Fire Emblems came out for the 3DS.
Some Fire Emblems?
Yep. That's something it seems like if you didn't get into those, they're just kind of come out every couple months.
I think I've missed the boat on Fire Emblem.
I played one a long time ago. I probably have maybe five or six of them total. But I've realized now that I am not going to play those games. And so I've
I'm more of an Advance Wars than a Fire Emblem.
That's perfect because they don't make those anymore.
I know. So
it's great. You're saving a lot of money. Oh, Wombat, there was another money that came in for you.
I know. That's to be split evenly, though. So, I don't, you know.
How about somebody donate some money where nothing goes to Wombat? That'll really get him going.
Like $30,000, right. Not for Wombat. Right.
My will. Everybody's in my will but Wombat.
We seriously did not know that this was a donation.
No, I
didn't even know that was a
strange
thing.
No. Else we'd have been doing this a long time ago.
Right.
Seriously.
Let's see. There's a lot of... I guess Nintendo Switch got Disgaea 5 and Thumper. So games... old games are still coming to the Switch.
Sweet.
I know you liked Thumper, Cheapy. Or is that something you would recommend on the Switch?
Thumper is the one...
looks like a Journey cover. You're flying around the metallic beetle.
Right. I think I had played that in VR on PlayStation, maybe. I think.
It sounds reasonable.
Jinx. Stop saying that, Jinx.
Mm.
Oh. Can we donate this money to charity? It's getting uncomfortable now. I'll arm wrestle you for it, Wombat.
It sounds like a plan.
Yeah, Thumper is, you know, it's a rhythm game. I guess it's it made it to Switch. Great. What else we got? I see there's some ones that didn't make our initial list that I've added in retrospect. Did you see that, Chip? Like Friday the 13th is coming out this week.
Oh, okay.
For everything,
cool.
I believe.
Is it? I thought it was just PC.
It says Windows, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. I learned something new today. I thought it was a PC-only game.
It sounds interesting. I'm not a big Friday the 13th fan, but I like the game on Commodore 64. That was good.
It looks interesting to me. I'm interested. That's all I could say. I mean, but I think you need other people to play that with. Obviously, it's a like a Left 4 Dead Evolve kind of thing, isn't it?
I think it's like Overwatch.
I think they're hoping it's more Left 4 Dead than
Evolve. I understand that, but I don't know.
Okay. All right, I'll keep our eyes out for that, for the reviews. Mm-hmm. See how that goes. That was a Kickstarter.
Yes.
What else we got this week, Chip?
I talked about it a bit last week, but Portal Knights, I guess, is out officially now. This is the Minecraft style RPG. It's cute.
Yeah, you played this, right?
I played it last week. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I played it last week. I played some more of it, so it at least made me go back to play some. It has local co-op, so I'm trying to get Mrs. Shipwreck to play some. But we've had a sick kid this week, so there's been not much sleep or game time.
No fun.
That is not fun.
No fun.
What else?
There's a great Gatsby game out.
What?
Do you play as the big egg or the little egg?
Oh, I don't know. I think that's enough. There's a lot.
Okay.
I guess Planet Coaster came out at retail as well.
And Vanquish came out for PC, I think.
Yes, it did.
I didn't play that when it came out for consoles.
Now's the time.
No time like the present.
I am too busy playing Overwatch Anniversary Event to play anything else, really.
Have you unlocked any of the cool new outfits or dances or whatever it is that you do?
Fuck no, man. We're on to multi-platforming now, in case you didn't pick up on that, and Wombat's special Overwatch section. I've already opened like probably 5 anniversary loot boxes, and I've gotten just horrible. Just like they couldn't be worse. Like 3 sprays and, you know, a voice line that I have no interest in, basically. So it's not going well for me in the anniversary event. And you know what? Honestly, I'm not crazy about any of the skins. Like the Lucio one is only so. It's not as good as the, I had the Lucio soccer skin, and I don't think any of the other ones are as good as that. I would take the Lucio dancing emote, even though I have his other dancing one, but I don't know. These events don't really do that much for me, to be honest, so far. I'm not, you know, like the actual, like there's like new maps for like 3-on-3 modes, but I just like the meat and potatoes standard, you know, the stuff that Shipwreck really is into, like the payload stuff and Objective A and Objective B.
That's compelling.
Yeah, that's what I like. I find like anything
else. I like a good payload.
You like to deliver the payload?
I like to deliver a good payload.
That's just what I like. I don't know. Everything else just doesn't feel like Overwatch to me. So I just tend to just gravitate towards that. And I just don't do as well in those other events because I suck at games. What else we got here? Far Cry 5 was announced?
Yep.
Did you watch the trailer and look at the box art?
Yeah, I mean, I like the setting and I'm interested in the premise. I'd like to actually see more of the game, but it honestly doesn't have to do much to get my interest. I've enjoyed every Far Cry game they've made so far, and that includes Primal, so I don't see why this would be any different. Although Primal is like the most influential game of the last 2 years because Horizon and Breath of the Wild borrow so much from that game, it's almost laughable. But anyway.
Wait, what?
Far Cry Primal?
Oh, Far Cry Primal. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of Horizon and Breath of the Wild. I mean, they do a great job on their own, but you can kind of see it's like if Primal didn't come first, people would think that Primal was ripping off those two games.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know
maybe,
if I agree with that.
Maybe. I'm not saying that they were that. I'm not saying Horizon and Zelda
ripped
off.
You're a big Kill. Switch guy, huh, Wombat?
I'm not saying that Horizon and Zelda ripped off Far Cry Primal, but if Primal had come out after, people would say Primal ripped them off.
I don't think anybody's going to say that, but okay, except for Wombat. You know, you be you, Wombat. You make the bold statements.
It's episode 500, so you know.
You're the guy wearing the tux, so
exactly.
You know, I'm wearing a t-shirt.
But yeah, I want to shoot some Montanans. Why not?
Yeah, let's shoot some white people for a change.
Yeah, some crazy cultists. I'm on board.
Have they shown who the protagonist is for this yet?
I think it's the guy in the box. The protagonist. So you said the antagonist.
I'm pretty sure it's not the guy in the box.
No, it's not the guy in the box. That's the bad guy. I don't know.
Why? What are you thinking, Chip?
Oh, I'm just interested to see if they go with somebody other than a white dude.
I think they do that tomorrow.
Reveal that tomorrow?
Yeah.
Should be RoboCop, I'm thinking. That would really throw everybody for a loop.
Mm.
And I would like to play as RoboCop.
Religious militant, you're coming with me.
Your move, militant. I don't know. New Dragon Age is coming out. I put this on here for you, Wombat, to get you fired up.
Yeah. Oh, and I see a game and have a release date. I'll get more excited.
Yeah, that's probably going to be a little bit.
I know. So what do I care?
I don't know. What do you care?
I don't know.
Also, what's going to be a little while, something else that'll be a little while, is Red Dead Redemption 2, which is delayed,
Rockstar,
of course.
Rockstar only releases games in May. Why is this a surprise?
Right. They like to get the hype. Do you think they knew it wasn't coming out this year and they just said that?
Of course
so they
knew.
Could, so
yeah, well, they do it so they could get that initial boost in the market, and then it'll drop. The stock price will go down, and that's when everybody who works there buys more stock, and then the game comes out, and then they all get rich, and then they all retire.
And then they all wear tuxes when they do podcasts.
And then they all wear tuxes.
And fart in their shorts. What else we got here? Ship, you added this. You're the expert on this next one. Why don't you talk about it?
Oh, yes. Apparently, Freddie Prinze Jr. wants to write a cookbook for video gamers.
What does that mean?
Well, I'll tell you, Wombat. Did you know that there's a lot of professional gamer streams, and they often skip home-cooked meals in order to watch and play video games? And to quote Freddie Prinze Jr., Mr. Prince, that's how they make a living, by entertaining other people watching them play video games, as crazy as that sounds. I'm a partner of this company called Twitch, and they have 9.7 million active viewers watching these people play video games. I want to create a cookbook because there's 9.7 million of these people.
Oh, wait, he's making a cookbook for Twitch streamers?
Yes. And watchers, apparently. It's going to promote good living, healthy living, and easy recipes where, again, you can sort of walk away, do your own thing.
You know, I'd like...
I don't know what that means.
I'd like to make fun of the idea, but, you know, I think, you know, it seems well-intentioned that he's probably right, that people...
No, I do. It's just funny to me. It's that this is a thing that's happened, that is a story.
Is he, well, what else is he up to? I guess he's streaming on Twitch.
And Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Is he married to her?
Yes. Nice. They've been married forever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I you know, I support a healthy lifestyle.
Hello, Fresh.
Hello, Thumb.
That's next week.
Goodbye, Thumb. I mean. What else we got here in multi-platforming and Wombat's news?
I got a code in the email. I got a code for Lego Worlds. They sent it to me as a congratulations on 500 episodes of the show.
Oh.
And I played a little bit before we did the show because they sent it to me today.
This is like Minecraft Lego? What is this?
Yeah, it's like Minecraft Lego. But there are also like objectives. Like you're trying to still collect gold bricks on all these different randomly generated little planets. But it is very much that kind of it's very Minecrafty in the building and stuff. It's cool. I mean, I read about the camera issues and I've definitely come across them. But Sabrina and I were able to play together on split screen, and I rode a pig while holding an ice cream cone dressed as an astronaut, and that was kind of cool. And then I rode a dolphin, and and I jumped through a candy cane. So it's got some cool stuff going on. It's definitely cute. It's got all the cuteness in all the right places, and I definitely want to play more of it with Sabrina. And any game that we can play together is a good game.
It's a win.
So, like, yeah, exactly. So Lego Worlds. I'll probably have more to say about it next week. But yeah, no, thank you to Traveler's Tales and for sending it over. And it's pretty cool.
Nice.
I also bought a game this week.
Ooh.
I bought Doom.
Have you played it?
I did. I played the first level, so maybe 2 hours or so.
Nice. I think I'm at the end of that game and I just stopped playing it for some reason.
I bought it because I wanted something to check out the new sound settings on the Xbox with.
Oh.
Those new headphone settings?
Yeah, yeah. The what do they call that? Windows Sonic? What is?
Yeah, something like that. And I thought that would be fun. Like a fun game for that. I'm like, oh, I bet Doom has good sound quality.
And?
So far, so good. I mean, it's hard to compare when I don't really know how it would have sounded without it, but right. I guess I could turn it off, but yeah.
In case you don't know, Windows Sonic is supposed to be like basically simulated surround sound in just regular, any stereo headphones. And I tried it and it did sound good. So there. I tried it with Overwatch.
Yeah. So Doom for Doom for $16 to check out Windows Sonic seemed like a good time.
Cool. Yeah, it's a good game. Very good
game.
It
is a good game.
Let's move on to Nintendo. Everybody wants to know, Wombat, how's the Zelda going and your Switch love affair or like affair?
I've been playing a decent amount of Zelda. I definitely need to like find my way a little bit better, but I think I'm doing a better job at it. I find it takes a little while to click. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. What do you think, Shipwreck?
It clicked pretty early for me.
See, it didn't click that early for me, but I have been playing on Monday and Tuesday. I played on the train.
It's not clicking. Like, what do you mean you're not clicking with you?
Like, I'm just not like it's not hooking itself into me like I want it to. I think maybe the openness might be for someone like me more of a detriment than the more linear objectives. I don't mind the open world. I think I just need clearer objectives.
They're pretty clear.
Maybe again. I mean, I'm at the Zora Castle now. I've unlocked a whole bunch of towers. I've done, like, I don't know, at least 12 shrines because I've unlocked 3 different things. So at least 12 shrines. And yeah, maybe more than that. So, you know, I'm playing the game. I'm playing a good amount of the game. I don't know. I want to like it a little more than I do, but that doesn't mean that by next week I won't be saying it's the greatest game ever made.
Interesting. This is very controversial, yeah. Wombat. I don't know.
I'm really surprised you're not in love with this game.
I'm not. I'm currently not. I don't know why. I want to be.
It's no Far Cry Primal.
It is not Far Cry Primal. I'm waiting for it to really sink its hooks into me, and it just hasn't quite. Like, I'm not thinking about it when I'm not playing it, and I'm not at work going, man, I can't wait to get home and play more Zelda, which is kind of what I want from really any game. And
how
it's
many,
just
how many of the big beasts have you beaten? Like the big dungeons?
I haven't done any of those yet. So is that basically
what are
why?
You doing?
I'm doing like all the stuff in the world. There's like towers that need to be unlocked to open up the map. So I'm opening up the map. Then I'm going to the shrines and I'm solving puzzles. And all my weapons suck and they keep breaking.
You're not far enough into it if your weapons are still breaking a lot.
Is that what
the weapons
is?
Don't really matter. You have to get past that. Okay. There's always more weapons. You throw it when it gets weak. And you pick up something else.
All right. Maybe, yeah. Maybe I just suck.
Go do the main stuff, because then you get more powers that make the game a lot easier to get around.
I will do that. I will finish the water castle, because that's where I am now.
Sounds like you should return the game on the Switch. Is it too late?
I think so.
All right. Let's see. At Duran 603 writes in and asks if I will go back to Zelda and try it again, or if I've played it enough to conclude it's not my thing. It's possible. It could happen. I haven't ruled it out, but I'm not really itching to get back to it. So we'll have to wait and see. At CatsD2007 wants to know what we think Nintendo will offer with their online service and place bets on when it will actually launch. Ship, this is your this is your strong point. What do you think?
It's gonna be in the fall that they roll something out there. Good Lord, what are they doing really? Like, there's no virtual console, there's no. Like, what is taking so long on all this?
They have like one guy working on the online service and one guy working on the virtual console stuff. And
they're not going to offer a lot with their online service. They're just not. It's going to be bare bones. You're going to get, if they have virtual console up and working this fall, then you'll get your one game. I mean,
it's one game a month that you only get for a month.
Sure. That's yeah. Whatever. It's, I don't know. Does it matter? Like, it's so weird that this stuff is not happening when they put out online games. So to me, that means that it's not going to be very good if they're willing to put out games that, like Mario Kart, that just use the old Wii U online. And it's going to be the same thing with Splatoon, right? And the same thing with ARMS. All these online games that they're making, but they haven't made the system for them. It's insane.
It is crazy.
What is going on?
It's supposed to be. When's it supposed to launch? This year? End of this year? Holiday?
Sometime in the fall.
Fall. Hmm. You have to pay for it.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, it's not going to be free.
No, I mean, I'll pay for it because. I don't know. You feel left out if you don't have it, but I don't. What are they doing? I don't understand this. Like, shouldn't this be out now?
Yeah,
it's not that difficult, really, right? Like, I'm not. I mean, I'm not a network engineer, but surely there's one of them out there that's willing to put this together for Nintendo.
Right. You're also not a billion-dollar company.
I'd like to be.
I would like to be.
I think if I was, I would have an online service.
Well, somebody just donated $5 to get Wombat a new windscreen. So we're
the longer this thing takes to come out, the less money they're making.
Uh huh. Like,
right. It's literally costing them money.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, it's crazy. What the hell's going on? That's nuts. What else we got here in Nintendo?
I'm playing some Magikarp Jump.
I played like a minute and a half of it. What do you think?
It's the new iOS Pokemon game.
Mm-hmm. Sort of.
That's what it is.
It's not like a Pokemon game.
No, it's a Pokemon themed game.
That's more accurate.
It's a like a clicker game. There's really not like any skill involved. It's something to do. It's cute. I unlock Pikachu. He cheers on my Magikarp. I don't know. I'm waiting for my timer to refresh so I can make my Magikarp jump again.
Sounds great.
You'd love it, Cheapy.
Yeah. Next.
Have you seen this Mario Rabbids news?
Next.
No. We have to talk about this. It's amazing that this presentation is out there leaked.
What happened exactly? I really skipped over this whole thing.
I don't know. I don't know any details of how it got leaked, but it's clearly like an internal presentation. Or since it's Ubisoft and Nintendo, it might have been a presentation between the two companies. Like, this is the type of thing I can imagine was presented in a meeting between the two. But they've got a great slide, for instance, that is like their plan going forward. And on one side of it, it says like a surprise launch in June.
Surprise.
Right. Which, of course, would have had to either been at the Ubisoft or the Nintendo press conference. Or Nintendo doesn't do a press conference, but whatever their...
Treehouse.
Yeah. And then the next month, July, is convince media and gamers. So I think they have an idea that nobody was going to be overly thrilled by this game.
Well, why is that? Because nobody cares about Rabbids?
I think...
That's it.
Yeah,
right?
It's not cool to like the Rabbids, is the thing. Even it's like the same thing. It's not cool to like the Minions. They're the same exact type thing. But guess what? Kids like Rabbids and Minions.
They do. They like Rabbids.
If liking Rabbids is cool, then consider me Miles Davis.
Nice.
But the weird thing about this is it's an RPG, a turn-based RPG. What are we doing? Like, this is the weirdest combination.
I don't know.
Of
it's, what are kids getting? Kids don't want to play turn-based.
Right. It's like, I see these things together. I'm like, okay, it's a kid's game. That's fine. They'll play like Mario Party games or something. It'll be cute. It'll be fun, like multiplayer type stuff. Like, no, we're going turn-based combat. We're going, this is a 20-hour RPG or something like that, I think I saw.
Well, I'm really looking forward to the convincing of the media and gamers section of the plan.
That's going to
be a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm totally going to buy it. There's no doubt about that. Like, this seems fantastic. But it'll sell well. So yeah, well, I guess it doesn't really matter.
Will
like,
it?
What else are you going to buy on your Switch?
I don't know. Let's move on to Sony. I got big news. I finished Horizon Zero Dawn.
How was it?
It was awesome. I really enjoyed that game.
How many hours did you put into that?
A lot. I don't even know. I don't know if it... I guess it must track it, but I definitely spent a lot of time. And I was just really impressed with the story. I mean, you know, obviously you can tell the game is gorgeous, especially on PS4 Pro. The combat is great. I like, you know, who doesn't like slow motion combat? But the story was really well done. And, you know, just I really wanted to know what this shit was all about, like what really went down. And it seemed very original to me. And I just think it was a really well put together game. Usually you don't have everything click like that, you know, where it looks great, it plays great, and they actually put in a good story too. It just seems so rare for that to happen. And the voice acting was great. I mean, it's one of my games of the year for sure. I mean, probably the game of the year for me so far. Horizon Zero Dawn, I really recommend it. Ship, you haven't played it at all, right?
No, I played a few hours of it, and then I got sucked into Zelda, and I almost started playing it again yesterday, but when I was home with a sick kid, but the sick kid would just not stop screaming. So,
right?
Couldn't you just tell your kid to be less sick?
I tried that, but the 4 month old did not seem to care that I tried that.
I don't understand.
He was more interested in just screaming for 2 hours straight.
Yeah, it's just a fantastic game. Just really well done. My only complaint.
This is what we. Yes. What's your only complaint?
Is that it's not like a quick pick up and play type thing. Like I would only play it if I knew like I had an hour that I could devote to it at a time. Just you know, there's like a fair amount of loading, and you know, you can't just save wherever. You have to get to a campfire, and
which I feel like is a problem in that game. I'm sorry, it's a dumb convention.
Yeah,
just let me save. Let me save. Even Zelda lets you save wherever you want.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't bother me too much. Once in a while, you would go through a big battle and then die at some point and have to redo the whole thing, and that could be a little frustrating. But it didn't bother me too much, and you know, even the final battle. I felt like it was the right level of difficulty. I died the right amount of times for a final battle. You don't want to just breeze right through it. So, Horizon Zero Dawn.
What's next?
Microsoft.
No, what's next for you?
What do you mean?
You finished Horizon.
Oh.
What's the next real game you're going to play?
That's not Overwatch?
No, that's not a real game.
Maybe I'll play some Battlegrounds on PC, some more of that. That's not a real game, though, right? There's
no
story.
No, it's not.
You need like something with a story.
Yeah.
Maybe is Mass Effect Andromeda cheap yet?
It was today, I think.
Oh, I'll look into that.
Can I suggest Udawara Runwanonu, Mask of Deception?
Yeah,
you should play the Ray Romano game.
I must have some games lying around here that I haven't gotten to. I don't know. I'll have to look into it. Microsoft.
You could check out Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah, that
plenty of stuff on there.
That is out today. It just launched. I haven't looked at the game list here, but it's $10 a month, right? And you can choose
It's not a terrible list.
You get 2 weeks free.
Okay.
If you're a gold member. Yep. I think it's good.
Yeah.
I checked it out. I played a couple things that I didn't have. I played Electronic Super Joy, which is a Super Meat Boy type super hard platformer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I played, oh man, I'm going to forget the name of it. It's a roguelike 2D shooter. Let me see. I don't see the name of it on this list. No, there it is. Sturden?
Who named this?
Sturden?
Fjord?
Ferdin? It's a Swedish Chef game.
But, I mean, there's a lot of stuff to play in this, though. And it's a good mixture of, like big-name titles like Halo 5 and little indie games and past-gen games. I don't know. I think this is good. I don't see anything wrong with this.
No. Could you imagine if instead of that whole shit show that they had back at that E3 when they first announced the Xbox One, if they went on there and instead of announcing Kinect, they announced the backwards compatibility and this service and games with gold, how different the narrative would be.
Yeah, they blew it.
Well, they didn't even have the backwards compatible stuff working at that point.
Nope.
No.
Like it's super impressive how much Xbox has committed to backwards compatible stuff.
It's super impressive how much Xbox has tried to dig themselves out of a hole that they put themselves in after they realized, holy crap.
Sure, we wouldn't be getting any of this now.
Yeah.
If that wasn't the case.
Yep, they're the Avis of consoles right now. They try harder.
That's true.
Yeah. I prefer second place Microsoft than a second place Sony.
They're even doing big things on the streaming front. They've renamed Beam to Mixer, And they have, it seems like, a lot of neat technical features that they've just added to it, such as no delay when streaming and like multi-stream, where you can have like three stream, like four, up to four streams combined on one channel, and sort of like crowd, not, I don't know, crowd control. I don't know what you call it.
Crowd streaming?
Yeah, the crowd can make choices in the game and stuff like that. It seems that they're working hard over there, so that's cool. I haven't checked that shit out. People are saying in the chat that we should get on top of that and get together and play stuff on Mixer.
What are we gonna play? Actually, the only, you know what we could play, and this is a good reason you should get Mass Effect Andromeda. Shipwreck has it on the Xbox One. I have it on the Xbox One. We could do that multiplayer co-op-y stuff together. That's only a 4-player thing.
Nobody wants to watch that.
I guarantee you everybody wants to watch us play Mass Effect together. Everybody.
People are saying they want to watch us play Battleground, but that's, I mean, it'll be on console soon enough.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough for Wombat, though. Wombat needs to go to like first-person shooter boot camp. I'm not good at all.
Why do I want to do that?
Because you want to be good.
I do.
Can we?
Oh, Friday the 13th. That's a good idea. Someone's saying Friday the 13th.
All right. Well, we should. Maybe we can get that shit going.
Maybe.
Dude, if you guys keep donating money, you're going to get Wombat to do whatever you want. Trust me. I know things about Wombat.
That is true. I have done a lot for Cheapy for a few bucks.
And he can use it as an excuse. Like if his wife tries to complain, she's like, honey, look, I'm making money playing it. I'm not just sitting here on my ass doing nothing. I'm making shit happen.
I'm so paying
the whole
camp.
Reason they changed from Beam to Mixer.
Camp, everybody. Camp.
That was all just an illegal thing, right? Because Beam's a better name.
The name change?
Yeah.
It sounded like it from the explanation. It sounded like it wasn't available in other countries, the Beam name. But
and they already have Mixer.com, so.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's skip this. All right, let's move on to the CAG bag.
Sure.
Right? Is that okay with everybody? And then maybe we could take a few from the chat if we feel like it. And this one is from the chat, actually. Max Colville wants to know how the E3 appointments are going, Chip.
We have a schedule. We're getting things now. So it might not be the top tier appointments, but we're getting good stuff.
Okay.
Just it's easy to see how the big companies, they want more coverage than what we can provide, really.
But not if we start doing stuff like this. This is what they want, right? Like,
right, this is what they want. We have to give them what they want.
They want Wombat's fucked up microphone.
Right. This is what they need. That's what they specifically told me in some of the ones where they said, check back. They said, we need a picture of a microphone that has a broken filter on it.
With a man in a tux sitting behind it.
I know a show like that.
Yeah, I was thinking, I don't know. We'll see how E3 goes. When you told me that the appointments weren't going well, I was like, oh, should I have just stayed home?
It looks fine now.
It's okay now.
Why do people keep saying I have a neck beard?
You look at...
There is no beard on
There is
this
no neck on this man.
Exactly. Seriously.
I have enough neck for everybody. Look at this. Look at this neck right here. Is this the neck
of
God. A normal...
I was watching you. I was going to say, I kept waiting for you to give birth.
Look, pretend this is like leaves. This is why I usually wear shirts with collars, because it looks very strange.
Okay, back to the CAG bag, April.
Sorry, Wombat wants to go to bed. What time is it? Oh, it's almost 11 o'clock.
It's fine, we're fine, we're fine.
Here's another E3-related question from Shanafan. He wants to know if we have any 4DX plans for E3.
You know what's going to... I checked and see what was going to be out. It is Mission Impossible Mummy.
Oh, that could be good, actually.
That's what I think.
I would say if you're going to see it, I guess that's the only way to see it.
That's the only way I'm going to see that is in 4DX or at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Right. You don't want anything serious or necessarily in 4DX, because it's going to make whatever you see extra silly. So you want silly. It worked great for Jurassic World. I think we could do that. I think we could make that happen.
I like Jurassic World.
No, come on. It was a ridiculous movie.
I never said it wasn't ridiculous, but I liked it.
Oh, I loved it in 4DX. I almost threw up laughing so hard, especially by the end. I mean, that was maybe one of my favorite movie-going experiences of all time. It was just unbelievable. Literally unbelievable. Any questions from the chat? I'll keep going here from the old school method, if there's anything good. Oh, here's the Nexus 6 wants to know if we would consider doing these video podcasts regularly if this episode goes well. What do you say, guys?
Sure. Whatever. No easier or harder than any other one we've done.
No, it isn't.
It makes me clean my room.
Right.
I did not clean my room, and I wouldn't wear a tuxedo every week. Or would I?
It could be your thing.
Yeah, I like this.
You know why I couldn't do that? Because if people actually started watching and then we had to go places, then I'd have to wear a tuxedo at places, and I'm not wearing a tuxedo at places. So fuck that. That's the
plus you have to return that thing tomorrow morning.
I got married in this tuxedo. What are you talking about? I'm gonna get buried in it too.
So you bought a tuxedo. I want to go through that. Like, how many times have you worn this tuxedo?
Oh, a bunch. Maybe.
Where are you going? I don't know these tuxedo adventures that you're going on.
Oh, well, I have a lot of weddings that I go to, I guess.
That you wear a tux to?
Yeah, I wear tuxedo.
Are you in the wedding?
I wear a tuxedo to a wedding unless it says otherwise. But yes.
Like, just as a person going to the wedding, you wear a tuxedo.
Yeah. Yeah. All my cousins are younger than me. I have way too many of them. In all of their weddings, I wore a tuxedo. Impressive. And all my friends, when they got married, I wore a tuxedo. And bar mitzvahs, I wear a tuxedo. Someone mentioned that. Yeah, I've probably worn this tuxedo, I don't know, 15 times.
Is this a Jewish thing? Like, are there other people there with tuxedos on?
Yeah, everyone wears a tuxedo, yes. Okay, every wedding I go to, okay. If you're not in a tuxedo, you would look unusual.
All right. It's a Jewish thing, then. I'm not familiar with this.
Yeah, I guess so.
Where is your tuxedo at, Cheapy?
I don't have a tuxedo. I have one suit that I bought. Because I had to go to a wedding recently.
See, that's, yeah, it's funny because I had to, the wedding I went to last weekend, was it last weekend or 2 weekends ago? It doesn't matter. Was not a black tie affair, and I had to go and buy a suit because I didn't have a suit for the wedding. And I bought a suit at Target for $60.
my previous suit was from my wedding, and it was pretty out of style and ill-fitting. So, yeah, it was, you know. It was like 10 years old, so I did buy a nice suit.
So there you go.
I don't like wearing it, though. I like looking like a scrub, basically.
That's one thing I've learned about on the CADcast. I'll go back and say that about podcasting. Well, Jewish stuff.
Yeah, you definitely learn about Jew stuff.
Was it a surprise to learn that we have no horns?
Yes. I was taught that growing up.
Of course. Let's see. People want to know if I have any recent poop stories. No, I mean, everything's been flowing pretty good, really. You know, in this country, I got Metamucil like on tap. I don't know. Everything's going well. Nothing is like
Metamucil on tap. Huh?
Well, I mean, you know, I didn't know
you
where to get it.
You replace the thing in your fridge. It's a smart Metamucil dispenser.
Yes. Yes. I haven't had any problems. Yeah, I don't know. I think, are we done with the episode? I think we could be done.
I think so.
Well, let's wrap it up then. Let's remind everybody to follow us on Twitter at CheapyD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. Oh, Alexa's chiming in. That's great. Let's thank, who should we thank? Is there anybody we want to thank? I mean, I'd like to thank Shipwreck and Wombat for doing the show so many times and taking the time out every week to talk this nonsense. And I would like to thank our wives as well for letting us do this. And our listeners. Oh, wait, now Alexa's playing stuff. Alexa, stop it. You're ruining this special moment. Oh, Alexa, stop. God, this is very unprofessional.
That's really funny.
Anybody you want to thank? I mean, we have a lot of longtime listeners. I'd love to thank them all. But
yeah, I'd say I'd like to thank you guys and also our wives for putting up with this. And to all of the people who have been listening, whether it be your first episode or your 500th episode, you are a super fan. So thank you.
Shipwreck, any special words?
I always get the third thanks. So there's nobody left to thank.
Right.
Big shout out to God.
Yes.
We like to thank him.
Christian God. Be specific.
Right. Well, I think we have the same God, actually. I think that's how that works. You guys, I'm pretty sure you guys have the early part of the book and we have the later part. But thanks everybody for listening, and thanks you, Wombat and Cheapy. It's been fun.
Yes.
The end.
Yeah, and thanks, Harry's. Go to harrys.com/cadcast. Get your $5 off. It's great. And we'll see you next week. Thank you.
Bread's done.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the very first Cheap Ass Gamer CadCast. It's kind of like a podcast, but we don't really know what that is. So we're going to go with CadCast and sort of figure it out later. I'm your host, GPD.
Hail to the king, baby.
And I'm here in the studio with Wombat5277.
Name's that.
How's it going, man?
Not bad, not bad.
Not bad. Well, we got a great show today for our first show. We're going to touch on a couple news items. We're going to talk about some stuff that's going on in the game shopping world. But first, we're going to talk about Best Buy, because everybody loves to rip on Best Buy, and nobody loves it more than me. Yeah, last night I received this Best Buy confidential document from their corporate headquarters. I haven't quite figured out what I'm going to do with it yet.
Post it.
Probably not going to post the whole thing in its
entirety. Post it, you pansy, post it.
In its entirety. I spoke to my attorney about it, and she
you
didn't
mean your wife?
Yes, my wife. She didn't think it was a good idea for me to post the whole thing, so I haven't really figured out what I'm going to do. At the very least, I'm going to write an article about it. It is pretty interesting.
There's got to be a whip sound in this computer somewhere.
Yeah. Whoopsh, whoopsh. How was that? That was pretty good.
Not bad.
So I'm going to probably just write an article about it. It is pretty interesting. It talks about the whole Best Buy customer segments and stuff, but look for an article in the coming future and maybe a lawsuit from Best Buy.
Awesome.
And now on to a bit of video game shopping news. Eric X on the Cheap Ass Gamer forums posted that there's going to be 7 new greatest hits available on August 23rd. Wombat, what do you think about that?
It's not bad. I always like greatest hits games, even with the funky red banner on the top of the packaging.
Yeah, a lot of people sort of don't like that, but I could really give two craps about that.
Yeah, when, you know,
$20 is $20. If there's a red stripe on it, so be it.
We got ATV Off-Road Fury 3.
Yeah, that's not going to probably set the world on fire.
Hot Shots Golf 4.
Solid.
Yes.
Solid game.
Is that the one where you can play as, what is it, Jack or someone is unlockable in that? Or am I making – I could be
you
making,
may be making
it, up.
It up.
If I'm making it up, feel free to post how – I don't know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Then we got Killzone.
Solid. A lot of people are going to pick that up at $20, I think.
Not me.
Not you. It's good. It's a good game.
Yeah, it's the Halo killer. For those who can't see my air quotes, I'll say air quotes, Halo killer.
Well, you know that the PS2 game Tribes Aerial Assault, on the box, it actually says Halo killer on the back of the box.
That's sad.
That's a great game, by the way.
It doesn't have voice support.
It does not. But the
it has no voice support.
I love Tribes. Don't make fun of Tribes. What else we got? What other games are coming
Jack
out in greatest
3.
Hits? Jack 3, solid.
Sly 2.
Very nice, very nice.
Ratchet and Clank.
Up your arsenal.
So you can the third one. So you can really get up to date on all your Sony-made platformer goodness.
Right. All those games are reviewed well. Personally, I'm a Ratchet and Clank man.
I'm surprised all of them sold enough to make it to greatest hits.
That doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't work that way anymore.
They want to...
Again,
if the publisher says they want to make a game greatest
showing
hits...
Showing that I have no business behind a microphone.
No. I just... That's my guess.
And, of course, the best one of all, Siphon Filter.
Siphon Filter, yes.
For $20 in case, you know, you can't find it on sale at EB for $10 it seems to be every other month.
Right. You can pay more for it.
Exactly.
So that's some news. All those 7 games are going to be available at Greatest Hits price on August 23rd.
At a fine retail store near you.
That's right.
And now on to a bit of
Shop S-Mart.
Right. Be sure to pick those games up at S-Mart. And now on to a little bit of cheap-ass video game industry news. This story I picked up off of GameSpot, and it's called Bully Draws Protesters to Rockstar's Front Doors. And this article talks about how a group based in Washington, D.C. made the trip out here to New York City just to protest the upcoming release of Rockstar's game, Bully.
I hope they took the Xella.
Yeah, I don't know. These guys usually, they're probably not well-funded. I'm thinking they took the
the bus.
The Volkswagen.
The
Volkswagen 60s van. Anyway, basically these guys, the Peaceaholics are their name. They're looking to get Rockstar to just shelve the game and not release it, which is obviously not going to happen since they've spent millions of dollars developing it. But that didn't stop them from coming and yelling chants such as, "Hey, hey, ho, ho, Rockstar Games has got to go.
Prosecute Rockstar Games. They are felons." Hey, how come I have to read the one that doesn't rhyme?
I think that was actually on the sign. They were carrying signs that said that. That may not have been an actual chant. But anyway, you get the general picture. Another group going after Rockstar. The sort of the funny thing about this, or not so funny thing about this, is that there's been very little information released about this game, and really nobody really knows what the game is about. There's only been like 3 screenshots released. So they're basically protesting something that they don't really know what they're protesting.
What else is new?
Right, exactly. Well, on that note, I think that wraps up our first cheap-ass gamer CAGcast.
Don't forget to go to the boards and tell us how much we suck.
Right.
We love your positive feedback.
Yes. So we'll see you next time, hopefully.
Adios.
Say the words. Hail to the king, baby.